16-inch market-side cheese or pepperoni pizza, starting at $8.50. Effortless meals. Love the Walmart prices? Smile because it's Coke. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included.
Keeping you connected to Miami, South Florida, and the world. This is News Talk 610, 100.3 WIOD.
Online at WIOD.com and mobile.
Your news starts now.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy and hot. Do have some showers around Homestead, Coral Gables, and Parkland. About 92 right now. I'm Michael Wolf. Guilty verdict for the guy accused of trying to kill a Miami-Dade cop with a cement block and his patrol car. Powerball, $300 million this weekend. And a record close on the Dow again. Wall Street Journal report in five. Those stories and more. First, Mia Harris has the latest from Miami's Magic City Casino Traffic Center.
Well, Michael, in Broward County, an accident 95 southbound approaching Hallandale Beach Boulevard. That is off to the shoulder. Also, looking at a disabled vehicle, 595 eastbound at Pine Island, off to the side of the road. Just a touch of slow there on your 595 eastbound ride, but things don't look so bad in Broward County at this time. In Miami-Dade County, you're going to find some pretty heavy delays. U.S. 1 southbound from 95 to 22nd Avenue. Don't forget that construction at 17th Avenue block in the left turn lane. Also, the Palmetto southbound between Northwest 58th Street and the 836, running about 15 minutes behind schedule. I'm Mia Harris, News Talk 610, 100.3 WIOD.
Heavily showers and a thunderstorm around this evening. Partly cloudy overnight, low 77. Clouds and sun tomorrow with a shower or thunderstorm for the area, high 90. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 78. Clouds and sun on Sunday and afternoon thunderstorm, high 91. I'm AccuWeather, Bob Larson. Produce Talk 610, 100.3 WIOD.
91 in Coral Springs, 80 in Homestead at 501. Florida's tax-free shopping holiday is off to a strong start.
Plenty of shoppers started early with the state's back-to-school sales tax holiday beginning at midnight Friday. Doral Best Buy manager Thomas Mejia says the addition of certain electronics under $750 to the tax-exempt list is turning out to be a big deal.
Laptops, obviously, is always a big winner, not just for college students that the parents come looking for, all type of ages. So just laptops, tablets have been like the most talked about.
School supplies under $15 and clothing items under $75 are also tax exempt for the entire weekend. Patty DiMendoza, News Talk 610, 100.3 WIOD.
And you can check out the full list of tax exempt items at WIOD.com. This weekend's Powerball jackpot worth at least $300 million. It's still well below the record Powerball jackpot of $590 million that was won by an 84-year-old Florida woman back in May. The odds of matching all six numbers, five white balls plus the Powerball, are one in 175.2 million. There's an update on this witness in the Whitey Bulger case who turns out he was murdered. A Massachusetts man has now pleaded not guilty to attempted murder in the death of the man with connections to James Whitey Bulger's trial. Cops say the guy died from drinking poisoned iced coffee with cyanide in it. William Camuti of Sudbury is being held without bail. The cops say that the 69-year-old Camuti owed money to the victim, Stephen Riggs, and acted alone. It's a guilty verdict today for the man accused of attacking a Miami-Dade cop with a cement block and then running him over with his own patrol car. After 8 hours of deliberations, the jury found 36-year-old Michael Robertson guilty of attempted second-degree murder, carjacking, and burglary. The confrontation happened after the detective, Carlos Castillo, pulled Robertson over for a traffic stop. An Aaron Hernandez update. An associate named Carlos Ortiz, you've heard of him? Well, now court records say he told cops the former New England Patriot put guns in a box in his basement after returning from the industrial park where his friend was fatally shot. Hernandez has pleaded not guilty to murder in the death of Lloyd, a 27-year-old Boston semi-professional football player whose body was found June 17th near Hernandez's home. A review of Stand Your Ground could be happening in Florida after all. Florida House Speaker Will Weatherford calling for a review of the controversial law. The Republican doesn't support repealing it, but he does say it may need to be made clearer. Calls for change have come following the acquittal of Trayvon Martin shooter George Zimmerman, who had claimed self-defense. Worldly American travelers are being put on high alert by the State Department.
It says the potential for al-Qaeda-related terrorism is particularly strong in the Middle East and North Africa, that an attack could occur or come from the Arabian Peninsula. But WIOD travel editor Peter Greenberg says keep level-headed.
The only thing you need to worry about if you're traveling, you do what I always do. Be aware of mass transit, because that's been a target. U.S. embassies have been a target. And also, American-branded hotels have been a target.
The travel alert comes a day after the U.S. announced it would shut down embassies and consulates throughout the Muslim world Sunday, which happens to be President Obama's birthday, and possibly even longer. Natalie Rodriguez, News Talk 610, 100.3 WIOD.
Dolphins are kicking off NFL preseason football this weekend. The Dolphins and the Cowboys will start the exhibition slate in the annual Hall of Fame game Sunday night in Canton, Ohio. It's the first of five preseason games for both of the teams. The Fins will open their regular season September 8th at Cleveland. It's 5:05. Time to check in with the Wall Street Journal. Looks like another record.
Stocks closed in positive territory with the Dow Jones Industrials up 30 points to 15,658, a new record high. The Nasdaq rose 13 points. The S&P 500 finished 2 points higher. Today kicked off the three-day back-to-school sales tax holiday in Florida. It was the first time the tax break included computers and other related equipment worth up to $750. Also covered were clothing and backpacks worth $75 or less. AutoNation reports its dealership sold over 25,400 vehicles last month. The Florida-based company says that's a 17% increase over July of last year. I'm the Wall Street Journal's Jen Ursillo, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Our next news update coming along at 5:30, but first, coming up on the Rick Sanchez Show with Monty Sarhan.
Michael, we're going to continue our discussion about leathers, okay? And I don't mean shoes. And then we're going to get back to Riley Cooper. It's something that the phone lines lit up about. We've got the Sanchez survey up today. It's an important topic, something in the news, sensitivity training. So I'm going to kick that off, too.
Excellent. I'm Michael Wolff, News Talk 610, 100.3 WIOD.
This chick is so bad, you know. I mean, excuse me, bad, you know what? Excuse me.
Wait for it. Wait for it. It's coming.
Listen, I can do anything I want because I look good in leather.
Yeah.
I can talk any kind of talk.
Everybody in the newsroom is dancing.
Good in leather. And I know you.
That's a great song, man. That's a great song. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Rick Sanchez Show. I'm Monty Sarhan, and for Rick, who's on vacation. So before, you know, we left, we were talking about Anthony Weiner, and we were about to get into Sydney Leathers. She's been given a whole bunch of interviews. Been on the Howard Stern Show. She was talking to Sean Hannity last night. And, you know, there's just something about this that doesn't sit right with me. This is not this woman who's just so morally outraged and wants the voters of New York to know something. She's acting like a woman scorned. And more than that, somebody who's after their 15 minutes of fame. You know, we hear that she's talking to a porn company. She's going to be doing, you know, acting in a porn parody of the Wiener sex scandal. But she's waiting till she loses weight before she actually does that. Anyway, before we go any further, I want to talk to Natalie out in Redlands because she has been so patient and holding on to speak with us. Natalie, welcome to the Rick Sanchez Show. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I listen to you guys all the time. You're great.
Oh, thanks. And thank you for holding on. I appreciate it.
That's all right.
So what you got for us, Natalie?
Well, I do agree with what you're saying about the sensitivity. I don't think that anyone's going to be able to feel anything. I mean, they may feel empathy, but they certainly won't identify with anybody else after a couple of weeks. I think it's more of a PNR thing. Their attorneys probably get involved, and on some level, they tell them it's a career decision. It just looks good.
Yeah, I mean, it's PR for the team and for him. I mean, if you had to imagine, you know, what they would discuss at sensitivity training, what kind of stuff do you tell somebody who uses the N-word? What do you think? Because I can't wrap my head around it.
Well, I would think with what I do, I would say maybe put yourself in their position. But really, at the end of the day, if I'm their attorney, if I'm representing them, I'm telling them it's a career thing. Just do it. Just shut people up. Just go with it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Political correctness has gotten way out of hand. I feel bad for these people. You know, you can't speak your mind anymore.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, Natalie. I mean, I think it's more than just speaking your mind. I mean, you know, these people are, whether it's Paula Deen or Riley Cooper, are using really horrendous language. So, I mean, this is more than just sort of expressing an opinion. We're going to be talking more about Riley Cooper. I want you to give me a call. Tell me what you think. 866-610-6397. That'll be coming up in a bit. So I want to play some sound from Sydney Leathers. The first thing I want to play, if you can get me clip two, Scotty. Let's start with that. This is...
I felt manipulated.
Yeah, go ahead, guys.
I felt manipulated. Why?
Because obviously I felt like, you know, he's saying one thing to me, saying another thing to his wife, saying another thing on the campaign trail. I don't know who the real Anthony Weiner is, I guess.
See, I mean, this is what makes me think this is just a woman scorned, right? You hear what she said? She felt manipulated, right? There's other clips where she says, I was in love with this guy. They were going to go, like, buy a condo in Chicago and, you know, like, almost have a life together. And so when she starts going out and saying, oh, well, I want the voters of New York to know, and, you know, they need to know this and what he's really like, it's a little bit of, you know, the lady doth protest too much. You know, I got to take it all with a grain of salt. Let's listen to clip four. This is from the Sean Hannity interview yesterday.
Weren't you shocked after everything he'd gone through that he was still doing all this?
Oh, completely. I mean, especially once he sent me some graphic photos, I was just completely baffled that he would be willing to put himself out there in such a way. I mean, that's when I knew something is wrong, you know, something is off there. If he cannot stop this behavior, there's some impulse control problem there that he needs help for, I think.
That's an understatement. I mean, that is the one thing where I probably agree with her. There is an impulse control issue. And if somebody's got an impulse control issue, should they be running a city? I mean, should they be running anything? I mean, you sort of worry. I mean, if this is the kind of judgment he has and he's making snap judgments and, you know, I think what's worse is that, you know, he's the one who initiated this. Yeah, she might have been a political groupie. She might have posted something on his Facebook page. But, I mean, when it came to, you know, sending out the Weiner pics, I mean, this is the guy who got down and dirty first. Let's hear that clip. Scotty, can you play clip five for us?
Did he send those photos unsolicited to you?
Yes, he sure did. That was all of his own doing. I never asked for those.
Isn't that kind of creepy? You know, when you think of
it, it really is. I mean, the whole situation is creepy in hindsight. I really don't know what I was thinking. I mean, it's embarrassing. And that's part of why I tried to stay anonymous in the beginning, because this isn't something that most people would want to be known for, you know?
Well, apparently she has no problem being known for it now. I mean, if you're thinking about acting in a porno that is a parody of this whole sex scandal with Weiner, you obviously want to be associated with it. You want your name out there. Look, I don't think a concerned citizen, let's walk through this. I don't think a concerned citizen has this kind of information and decides they're going to send it to a site called thedirty.com. Right? You're not going to go talk to Matt Lauer or Oprah or ABC News or NBC News or anybody. You're not going to go talk to anybody. No, I think I'm going to send it to thedirty.com. That makes me question your motivation. And then what do you do after that? Okay, you sent it to thedirty.com. What's your next step? You're going to go talk to – who's going to do the first interview? Matt Lauer. Let's go to Matt Lauer again. Everybody goes to talk to Matt Lauer. He's like the television therapist. No, we're not going to do that. Where does she go? She goes to Inside Edition, a tabloid television show. Again, all of this stuff points to her motivation. This is somebody who's trying – and look, I'm not a fan of Weiner. I'm not a fan of what he did. And I agree, you know, the people will speak, and I think the voters will not vote for him. I'm not a fan of his, but I also think that it's disingenuous to think that this woman is somehow civically motivated, and that's why she came forward. So we got her going to thedirty.com. Then she goes to Inside Edition. And then she goes to Howard Stern. And then she goes to Sean Hannity, who's obviously a Republican and Weiner's a Democrat. So, again, this is somebody who has an axe grind. Now, the interview with Howard Stern, I can't read it. I cannot read it. In fact, I'm reading it to myself and blushing. There are clips on the website. Go there and listen to it. But, I mean, it's not, you know, this is not, it's NSFW for sure. I'll sort of like paraphrase and take, you know, walk you through some of what they talked about, but there are just some like ridiculous details that are there. Before I do that though, let's go to Mario. I know he's been waiting online for a while. Mario, welcome to the Rick Sanchez Show. How are you?
Yeah, hi, honey. Listen, I'm not going to defend Leathers, but at the same time, I feel like don't you know, bludgeon the messenger. She's brought something out that we all need to know about.
Oh, I'm not, listen, I'm not bludgeoning her, but I mean, you have to look at the, you have to look at the messenger like a little bit dispassionately. You have to look at her motivations. I'm not trying to, like, you know, slam her, but I mean, these are facts.
Look, the thing is, she's brought out something very important because Anthony Weiner, by the Democratic Party, just a couple years ago, they were looking to put this guy on committee positions.
Yeah.
This guy was one of their up-and-rising stars
yeah.
in the
but party. Let's stick to what's going on now. And the reality is, you know, look, the reality is that you do have to look at her motivation. I just don't think you can say, oh, let's not shoot the messenger. We'll be right back.
Weather happens with Jimmy Cefalo and me, CBS 4 meteorologist Lisette Gonzalez.
Get set with Lisette.
Mornings at 7:11, 8:11, and 9:11 on News Talk 610, 100.3 WIOD.
Rick Sanchez, and guess what? County Line Chiropractic Medical and Physical Therapy Center, 5 locations in South Florida. They are so state-of-the-art, they actually have their own $1.5 million MRI machine. Can you imagine that? How many chiropractic centers or physical therapy centers do you know that have their own MRI machine? Look, if you got lower back pain, pinched nerve, headache, sinus, trouble sleeping, call County Line, 800-811-1231, 800-811-1231. Oh, and if you have a work-related injury or you've been in a car accident and you need to get checked out, don't call a lawyer and have them send you to their cousin Pepe. Forget that. Call County Line. It makes a difference. In fact, look, if there's litigation, courts are going to respect that you made your first call to a reputable medical center and not a patient mill. Digital x-rays, laser therapy, a rehab center. Call County Line right now, 800-811-1231. They'll take your call 24 hours a day.
This report is brought to you by Walmart. Hey, do-it-yourselfers. Walmart's low prices makes it easy to change your oil. Because you can get a 5-quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional oil and a Purolator Classic oil filter, both, for just $18.94. Save money, live better. Walmart. This report is brought to you by Walmart. It's back to school time, and Walmart's got the brands you trust for your back to school list, like 5-star notebooks, Avery binders and dividers, Post-it notes, and more. So get everything on your list in one place. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Are you concerned about your retirement and investments? Listen to Brian Resney and the Resney Wealth Report live every Sunday from 10 a.m. till noon right here on WIOD. Brian Resney can help you navigate your retirement through this storm and answer your most pressing financial questions. You don't want to miss it.
Need a dose of confidence and clarity in your business? AdvoCoach Business Coach John Mulry shares a fresh perspective on helping you achieve your goals every Saturday morning at 10 on Community News and Review on 940 Winds, the sports animal.
I'm Shea DuPont with a law firm of Morris DuPont and host of the Home Mortgage Law Show. How can you know if you are eligible for any of the mortgage modification programs that you keep hearing about? Get in the know with the Home Mortgage Law Show, Saturdays from 2 to 4 on News Radio 610 WIOD.
All across America, business owners like Ed Fryman at the Versatility Toolworks are discovering the Chase Platinum business experience and discovering that it's business, just not as usual.
Both my brother and I grew up in the machine shop. Our dad taught us his way of doing things, and that's sort of what molded and shaped us for what we are today. Initially, when we looked at Chase, one of the things that struck me was their strategy and some of their culture is very similar to ours. And really, it all comes down to top-notch technology with tremendous customer service. The Chase Platinum business experience has been amazing. They're able to provide all the resources that a world-class bank provides, but the relationship is more like a small bank, responsive and accessible to us.
With Chase Platinum Business, you get the guidance you need from a dedicated banker and no-fee electronic deposits, so you can grow your business and your bottom line. Watch Ed's story and find out how Chase Platinum Business can help your business in South Florida at chase.com/platinumbusiness. Chase, so you can.
Chase Platinum Business checking requires a minimum combined average balance of $100,000 in qualifying accounts, otherwise a $95 monthly fee. Other fees may apply. Talk to a banker for details. JP Morgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Isn't it time for some good news for a change? Join us this Sunday at 8 right here on WIOD News Radio 610 AM for Mission Possible, sponsored by the Miami Rescue Mission and Broward Outreach Center. The stories will inspire you.
This is Rick Sanchez for Network Capital Funding Corporation. Monthly payments out of control? If they are, chances are you didn't know about Network Capital. For more details, tune in this Saturday between 4 and 5. Call Network Capital today, 800-700-8068. Subject to credit approval, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 11712.
Whether you're buying, selling, trading, leasing, or fixing, we can help. It's the Car Guys, broadcasting live from Lexus and Subaru of Pembroke Pines every Saturday afternoon at 1 on News Radio 610. WIOD.
Violent protests across the country. The hurricane battering the coast. The armed prison escapees. Wherever the news is happening, iHeartRadio has unique local coverage. iHeartRadio brings you 1,500 live stations nationwide. So stay informed and have peace of mind knowing your family is safe no matter where you are. Wherever the news is happening, iHeartRadio has unique local coverage. On your smartphone or tablet. Download the free app at iHeartRadio.com.
Live from Miami's Magic City Casino 24-hour traffic center.
In Miami-Dade County, emergency vehicles on the scene, 95 northbound in the express lanes at 62nd Street, blocking the right lane. Also got a disabled vehicle northbound 95 at 62nd, taking up space in the left lane of that ride. You're going to find some slowness on that 95 northbound ride from State Road 112 all the way up to 119th Street at this time. Also got a breakdown on the Palmetto Expressway northbound before Flagler, clogging up the right lane. A stop and go on the Palmetto southbound from 74th Street down to Flagler, going to cost you about an extra 15 minutes of ride time. I'm Mia Harris, News Talk 610 100.3 WIOD.
Online? Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We want to talk with you. Connect with us at WIOD.com.
Wow, man. Great, great music today. Love it. Love it. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Rick Sanchez Show. I'm Monty Sarhan, and for Rick, who's on vacation. Well, we've been talking about pervy politicians, I think, for way too long. And quite honestly, there's not enough Purell here at the station for me to feel good about myself right now. So I think we're going to move on to a different topic. I want to go back to something we were talking about at the open of the show at the 3 o'clock hour, which is Riley Cooper. We talked about that yesterday. It's been in the news. It's today's survey. If you go to ricksanchezshow.com, go there and vote. Tell us what you think. Do you think sensitivity training will help rehabilitate people like Riley Cooper and Paula Deen? So go to ricksanchez.com. Let us know what you think, or hit us up on Twitter. We have commandeered Rick's Twitter account, RickSanchezTV. And we're going to take your calls. This is Friday, and I think we should open it up for the rest of the show. So give us a call, 866-610-6397, or you can dial 610 on your AT&T wireless phone. So here's the deal with Riley Cooper. Riley Cooper went to this Kenny Chesney concert, and, you know, all of these celebrities and sports figures and all this stuff, they have egos that are huge, and they can't take anything. Anything you do is a slight. It sets them off. So Cooper decides he wants to go backstage and see Kenny Chesney. I don't know. He wants an autograph, whatever the hell it is. So there's an African-American security guard, doesn't let him go backstage. Okay, that happens. You know, if any one of us wanted to go backstage and we weren't let in, that'd be fine. But you know what? We're normal people. We don't expect special treatment, but Riley Cooper expects special treatment. So he has an exchange with this African-American security guard. And, of course, in this day and age, everybody's got a smartphone. Everybody's recording everything. You're never alone. And so somebody tapes this, and the video's gone viral. It's everywhere. It's on Deadspin and crossingbroad.com, so you can go find it easily. And we've also put it up on our website. So if you go to ricksanchezshow.com, you'll find it on Rick's blog. So in the video, he says, I'm not going to play it because you can't really hear it, and we're bleeping out part of it. So he says, I will jump that fence and fight every N-word here, bro. That's what he says. He says this to the African-American guy who's preventing him from going backstage. And, you know, and people are calling in and they're telling us what they think about the N-word, whether it's okay. And more than that, I want to know if this sensitivity training is just a bunch of bull, right? I mean, is this just PR? Is this something the Eagles are doing? Is this something that, you know, he has to do? Right? Is this what we do to people when they say something or do something we don't like? They have to go through this process of redemption. We have to extract a pound of flesh from them. They have to do something. They have to go to therapy. They have to break down and cry and apologize. And if they don't, then, you know, that's it. You're booted from public life. So the Eagles made him pay a fine. And then, you know, last night it came out that they're now going to send him to sensitivity training, which, again, I do not know what sensitivity training means. Scotty, do me a favor. Google sensitivity training. See if you can find a definition of sensitivity training, because I don't know what kind of training you can give to somebody who thinks African Americans are the N-word or uses the N-word. I just don't know what kind of training you can do in a week or two that's going to change anything. So we have Ken calling us. Ken on his cell. Welcome, Ken, to the Rick Sanchez Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thanks for holding, by the way.
Hey, it's no problem. I appreciate you taking my call.
My pleasure. Go ahead. What do you got first?
Well, I'm just kind of baffled, and this whole thing has just become ridiculous. I mean, sensitivity training for a man who gets into a spat and he says he's going to use the N-word and jump over a fence. I mean, I'm 45 years old now. I grew up, and I'm literally the first generation out of the Klan. You know, my family grew up in that environment. Mm-hmm. And if I had to go to sensitivity training every time I use that word, and I'm not going to make a mix of saying I've never said it. Of course I have.
Do you say it on a regular basis?
I can't say that I do, because I don't think it's the right thing to do, but I'm not going to take measure with somebody.
When do you use it, Ken? I'm just curious, because this is fascinating to me. I'm wondering, when do you use it? When are the occasions? Because, I mean, obviously, some people were saying earlier, well, he said it in anger, and he didn't really mean it. When do you use the word? I know you don't use it regularly, but when you do use it, when do you use it?
Well, there's going to be the anger. You know, everybody has it. But listen, it's not necessarily based on race. Uh-huh. I mean, anybody can be a scumbag. It doesn't matter what color you are.
Yeah, but he didn't use the word scumbag. I mean, I'm not talking about. He's free to insult the guy for keeping him out backstage. But I mean, my point, and my question is this: when your mind goes to that place that you decide to use this vile, ugly word that is associated with such a bad part of our history, a painful part of our history, which, by the way, we are not very far removed from Jim Crow.
I agree with you.
When your mind decides, like, oh, yeah, I'm so pissed off, I'm going to use that word, that's my problem with it, you know? And, you know, and Paula Deen wasn't even using it in anger. But you know, I take your point, and I thank you for your call. So, again, I want you guys to call in, tell me what you think. Is it, you know, people are saying that, you know, maybe it's okay, yeah, he used it in anger. Is it ever okay to use the N-word? Are we making such a big deal of Paula Deen and Riley Cooper? Should we be cutting them slack and say, oh, you know, okay, well, they were angry or they used it once? I want to know what you think. 866-610-6397. And go to ricksanchezshow.com and tell us what you think on the survey. We'll be back.
I want to treat more dogs.
Where do you want to take your business?
I need help selling art.
All for Less from AT&T can help you get there. High-speed internet plus unlimited nationwide voice starting at just $75 a month for 12 months. It's just what you need and nothing you don't. It gets better. Earn a $150 Visa reward card when you add internet to your business plan. Call 877-287-5676 or visit us at att.com/Miami Broadband.
I need help selling more bread.
And as your business grows, you can make changes from faster internet to web hosting to mobile apps.
I want to sell more crabs.
Let us recommend ways to help your business be more productive and take advantage of our special offer. Call 877-287-5676 to learn more or log on to att.com/Miami Broadband. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Offers end 8/31 for new business broadband activations. Term commitment and early termination fees apply. For complete offer details, go to att.com/Miami Broadband.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. And right now, if you call in and mention offer Radio 50 here at Online Trading Academy, we'll comp the course, buy you lunch, and even send you home with a free video training guide. We have limited seats available this week for our free half-day trading workshop. So call 877-682-1020, 877-682-1020, and mention offer code RADIO50. Call 877-682-1020. That's 877-682-1020. And listen to South Florida Trader's Edge, Sundays, 9 a.m. on News Radio 610 W.
WIOD.
How would you like to try a sales generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-226-0027. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-226-0027. 800-226-0027. Again, 800-226-0027.
This report is brought to you by Walmart. It's back to school time, and Walmart's got the brands you trust for your back to school list, like 5-star notebooks, Avery binders and dividers, Post-it notes, and more. So get everything on your list in one place. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Your news starts now.
Good afternoon. Cloudy skies, hot, some showers moving across South Florida now. It's about 89. I'm Michael Wolf. Two crashes as cops chase a suspect through Sunrise and Lauderhill today. And Anthony Weiner says he's done sexting. Really? No more. Those stories and more. First, Mia Harris has the latest from Miami's Magic City Casino Traffic Center.
Well, Michael, still dealing with emergency vehicles in Miami-Dade County, 95 northbound in the express lanes at 62nd, blocking the right lane. And we've got that disabled vehicle northbound in the general purpose lanes at 62nd. That is blocking the left lane of that ride. You're going to find some stop and go northbound 95, clearly because of that, going on back to Southwest 8th Street, looking at about 10 extra minutes of ride time there. Still got that breakdown on the Palmetto northbound before Flagler. That is blocking the right lane. Pretty heavy delays on the approach. Also heavy on the turnpike southbound at Bird Road. A wreck there blocking the left lane. I'm Mia Harris, News Talk 610 100.3 WIOD. A
couple of showers and a thunderstorm for the area early tonight. Turning out partly cloudy late tonight. Low 77. Clouds and sun tomorrow. The shower, thunderstorm, high 90. Patchy clouds tomorrow night. Low 78. Partly sunny on Sunday. There could be an afternoon shower, thunderstorm, high 91. I'm Banky Weather's Bob Larson. Produce Talk 610 100.3 WIOD.
87 in Pompano Beach, 88 in Cutler Bay at 531. A couple of cops were involved in crashes during a chase from Sunrise to Lauderhill. They finally caught up with the guy at Northwest 56th Avenue and 15th Street. Turns out the driver had several outstanding warrants. During the chase, two Sunrise officers were involved in crashes. One who suffered some injuries was taken to Memorial West. Two arrests in the Miami kidnapping and rape of an 11-year-old special needs child. Police Chief Manuel Arosa says they tracked the suspects all the way to Louisiana.
It is very gratifying not to have this case linger around. We were working day and night trying to figure out who these two individuals were, and we were able to get a break and we were able to make the arrest.
In June, the Allapattah Middle School student was abducted on the street and sexually assaulted as she was headed home from school. Cops say they still need help finding where it happened. The girl could only describe the place as a blue and white house. Montezuma's revenge, the FDA is now linking the stomach bug outbreak that happened in Iowa and Nebraska to a restaurant salad mix supplied by a Mexican farm. There have been more than 400 cases of cyclospora in more than a dozen states, including here in Florida. Anthony Weiner says he is 100% done sexting. The Big Apple's most controversial mayoral candidate telling NBC4 New York that he's deleted everything. Last month, a woman came forward with a collection of sexually explicit pictures and messages from him. He admitted to exchanging messages with several women even after he resigned in disgrace from Congress in 2011. And his poll numbers in the mayor's race are not looking good. Facebook stock has closed above its IPO price for the first time since the social networking leader made its debut on Wall Street more than 14 months ago. Facebook shares gaining 56 cents, finishing up at $38.05. The stock's been soaring since last week when Facebook reported better second quarter earnings than analysts had anticipated. Citing potential Al-Qaeda threats, American World Travelers are being issued a warning.
It's an alert
It's not a ban, and it's just asking people to do what they should already be doing, and that is be more aware when they travel.
That's WIOD travel editor Peter Greenberg. Now, the State Department's warning Americans traveling abroad to be on alert due to a threat from Al-Qaeda. The warning, one day after word that embassies in several countries will be closed this weekend. By the way, it happens to be President Obama's birthday Sunday. Now, the alert, which could last through the end of the month, is zeroing in on the potential for attacks, especially in the Middle East and North Africa. Natalie Rodriguez, News Talk 610, 100.3 WIOD.
Biogenesis-related suspensions won't be announced by Major League Baseball today. According to several reports, the penalties likely won't come down until Sunday or Monday. New York Post is saying that MLB is making the suspensions of players other than Alex Rodriguez a priority because there is no indication the Yankees' third baseman will cut some kind of deal. It's official. The Miami Marlins sink to a new low with the worst attendance in Major League Baseball. ESPN says home attendance is hovering at around 18,000 per game, dead last among the MLB's 30 teams and only 100 more than what the Fish had drawn back at the old Sun Life Stadium. The Marlins are currently 21 games out of first place. 60 million diabetes test strips are being recalled because they might show an abnormally high blood sugar reading. They're being sold under the name Novamax blood glucose test strips and meter kits. The FDA is working with the company, Nova Diabetes Care, to investigate the problem and make sure it doesn't happen again. Ellen's coming back. Ellen DeGeneres will be back for a second time to host the Academy Awards. Producers announcing the selection today. She hosted the show in 2007 and was nominated for an Emmy. This year's host, Seth MacFarlane, drew mixed reviews for a, to say the least, edgy performance. On Wall Street today, Dow finishing up 30 points at 15,658. The NASDAQ was up 14, S&P up nearly 3. Our next news update coming along at 6 o'clock, but first coming up on the Rick Sanchez Show with Monty Sarhan.
Mr. Michael, we're still talking about Riley Cooper. Phones are lit up. People cannot get on. So we're going to go through the calls. I want to hear what everybody has to say. It's the hot topic of the day.
All right, I'm Michael Wolf, News Talk 610, 100.3 WIOD.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Someday, I'll drive to the airport, pick a flight, and just take off.
Someday, I'll have my own vineyard. Someday, I'll make it past the finish line of a marathon.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday is today, with our certified pre-owned sales event going on right now. You can own the car of your dreams. And thanks to exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through September 3rd, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz pre-owned sales event. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Need a new garage door? Go to thedoordoctor.net.
Everybody, welcome back to the Rick Sanchez Show. I'm Monty Sarhan, and for Rick Sanchez, we're talking about Riley Cooper. We're talking about the N-word. We're talking about sensitivity training. Is this sensitivity training a whole bunch of hooey? You know, some people are saying, by the way, well, it's okay. I use the N-word in anger and stuff. I want to know what you think. 866-610-6397. I'm going to try to fit in as many calls as I can for the rest of the show because a lot of people want to get in on this. Before I do that, though, I want you to listen to a clip of Riley Cooper when he was asked a really important question, which is, after you say something like this, and at least 85% of the NFL are African Americans, is he concerned that he's a marked man? Play clip 3 for us, Darren.
I'm going to tell him exactly what I'm telling you guys, how extremely sorry I am, how I should have never said what I said, and the ones that, most of the ones that know me, which is, you know, excludes kind of the rookies coming in, they know what type of person I am.
Yeah, that one was about what he's going to say to the team. A reporter asked him a very smart question, though, which is, does he feel like he's going to be a target, a marked man?
You expect to be a marked man around the league now because of this?
I haven't thought that that far yet, to be honest with you. I just know how sorry I am right now.
All right, guys, you heard it yourself. I'm going to go straight to the phone lines. First call, I'm going to go to Betty from Miami. Betty, how are you? Thank you for holding.
Hi, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on the show.
My pleasure.
First of all, I want to say it's a word that I don't use. I'm Hispanic, and I think that it's a word that nobody should use.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the big issue is the fact that they are desensitized because it's a word that we hear. Sometimes we go to the movies, and there's funny jokes, and you hear the N-word, and people laugh about it in the movie theater. Or you hear the kids listening to a song, and it's in there, so it's almost okay. But then if somebody says it, then, you know, becomes a completely different word. It's almost, you know, we turn it into something else.
Okay. Well, thanks, Betty, for your call. I got to jump because we've got so many calls. I'm going to cut them all down to about 30 seconds. So when you hear the Law and Order thing or the boxing bell or some sound effect, you're going to know that your time's up. So try to make your points in 30 seconds. Mike from Boca, hello.
When they hear other black players. It as well, because it is used so commonly that they can't just draw the line and say they're only upset when a white guy.
Sorry about that, Mike. Apparently, you cursed and we had to let you go. But the point is well taken. I mean, I understand. I mean, this is a whole debate that's going on within the black community now. They've had to, you know, face it. The Trayvon Martin case has sort of put it front and center. You know, is it ever okay? You know, it used to be that rap stars and musicians and celebrities, black African-American celebrities, said they were trying to reclaim this word. And, you know, maybe it's so vile that no one should try to reclaim it. Maybe it shouldn't be used and we should just forget about it. Okay, Jim. Jim from Lantana, how are you? Welcome to Rick Sanchez Show.
That last gentleman, he said the same thing I was going to say. You know, the black can do it with black. It's okay. It's not right for us, for white, to do it to a black. I agree with you. I never use it, don't want it, I hate it, but they do it. End of story.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Again, you know, I mean, the problem is, though, I mean, when it does come from someone who's not African-American, it brings up a very painful chapter. I mean, you do have to differentiate. I'm not saying it's right for anyone to say it. I personally would like to see the word go into the dustbin of history and have no one use it. Period. That's the way I feel. But I mean, you have to admit that it when a white person says it, it's different than when a black person says it. That's not to justify or allow them to say it, but we have to take that into account. Jay from Miramar, hold on. How are you? I know you've been on hold for a while. Thanks for holding.
Yes, well, good afternoon.
Hey,
I grew up in South Florida with black friends, Latino friends, and I think it's a different connotation depending on the generation you grew up on. I'm 26, and we use the word synonymous, the N-word synonymous with bro, dog, or, you know, my homie, and we use it amongst our black friends and our
Yeah, but is that but is that right? I mean, so what? Okay, you're using it as a synonym, but, I mean, it's a lousy word.
Yeah, but you see, also, the way the football star used it, I think he said N-I-G-G-E-R, and the way we say it is N-I-G-G-A, which... And even in the black community, you know, it's being used also like...
Thanks for your call. I mean, I get it. I mean, this is the whole argument about having to reclaim it somehow and blah, blah, blah. I just don't buy it. I mean, it's still... Look, it's still the same word. You're just changing two letters. It doesn't matter. It's still the same word. It's still got the same history. You can't just say it as slang and then expect it to be okay. Willie, how are you? Welcome to the Rick Sanchez Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I agree with most of what you said, but it's a whole.
Did we have to let him go?
Paula Deen. Paula Deen and I are about 3 months apart in age. I'm 66 years old in a couple of months. I grew up 35 miles from where Paula Deen lived. It's no rehabilitation. I was born in 1947. And going to the bottom of the hour, you made a good comment. We are less than 50 years out of Jim Crow.
Yeah.
I grew up in Jim Crow. I was drafted in 1966, the height of the Vietnam War. Now, we went through sensitivity classes because there were thousands of young men being dropped from all over the United States. So someone from Alabama, if I had to bug with that guy, I don't want to hear that mess.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the Army. This is the Army way. Now, how you talk to me in Cairo, Georgia, or how you talk to me in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, you're not going to do it here in the Army.
Yeah.
Because we need each other. So it is a difference. But like I said, I wish, I pray to God that the war would go away. But when I heard Paula Deen, and I called another talk show host, and I said, it's no way, man.
Hey, what? Well, Willie, I gotta let you go because we're gonna be heading into a break. But I appreciate your call, and I hear what you're saying. I think, look, and I appreciate your perspective as African American who grew up under Jim Crow. My problem is that it's a slippery slope. You start to say, well, it's okay if an African American says it when they're playing basketball and they sink a basket. No, then. It's just going in a bad place, and I think it's just time to retire this word. We got Liz from Miami. Liz, how are you? Thanks for holding. Welcome to the Rick Sanchez Show.
Hi. Good, thanks. I just wanted to say that this word has been a word that I think people need to educate themselves on, including mm-hmm. those in the Black community, because that's a word that some of the people, like the gentleman before, his experiences and of going through that whole process. And prior to that, one of the last words that some of these people would hear when they were being put in nooses and hung is that word.
Yeah, exactly. So, I couldn't agree more. Thanks, Liz, for your call. We'll be back.
I'm Jimmy Cefalo. A Catholic schoolteacher gets fired after pictures of his gay wedding surface. Our legal lines will break it down Monday morning at 8:41 on South Florida's First News.
Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial with a mortgage update. Even though rates have moved up, they will go even higher. So don't miss out on this historic opportunity. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Even if you've refinanced in the last 12 months, we can still do it with no closing costs. Whether it's conventional, VA, FHA, or jumbo loan, you won't spend a dime. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your settlement fee, title, notary, everything. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for existing lender payoff fees. Even if you owe more than your house is worth, we may be able to refinance you under the new HARP 2.0 government program. And by the way, Westland Financial is now proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. You can't afford to be giving money away, so call us at 888-945-4105. We make loans you can live with for a long time. 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. Or visit us online at westland.com.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This report is brought to you by Walmart. Hey, do-it-yourselfers. Walmart's low prices makes it easy to change your oil because you can get a 5-quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional oil and a Pure Later Classic oil filter both for just $18.94. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
What's the old saying? Build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door. The trouble is, a lot of mousetraps aren't any better. They're just new. At Geico, we've been saving people money on car insurance since 1936. That's over 75 years of savings. It's simple logic, really. Why not go with the company that's invented the mousetrap? Of savings, that is.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Little did you know that Geico has local agents. And they're hiding in plain sight. They're friendly, easy to talk to, and very smart. But if you had any idea how much money they could end up saving you on car insurance, well, let's just say you wouldn't be talking to them about the weather.
To see how much you could save on more than just car insurance, contact your local Geico office in Davie or Miami.
You could drive payment-free for a year. During July and August, anyone who buys or refinances a new or used vehicle with Space Coast Credit Union will receive a chance to win a year without car payments. Prize awarded is $4,500. No purchase necessary. For full contest details, visit sccu.com/auto.
Shoot Straight's doing it again. Smith & Wesson M&P Demo Days in Fort Lauderdale, Friday and Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd. Try out popular M&P products for free. Buy M&P Shields at $449, M&P 22s for $369, and Pro Series in 9mm or 40 Smith & Wesson at $599. Don't miss it, August 2nd and 3rd, only at Shoot Straight, Fort Lauderdale, 2200 South State Road 7, at the corner of Riverland Road. See shoot-straight.com for details. Promotional offers available during sale dates only while supplies last.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory levels.
And it must be sold.
Now through Sunday, it's Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale. Over 1,000 items on sale store-wide in the new Fort Lauderdale and Boca Raton locations.
Many prices too low to advertise.
Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories,
and every bike in the store
is priced to sell now. Plus over 50 doorbusters at 50% off.
But only while supplies last.
Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale. Now through Sunday.
Live from Miami's Magic City Casino 24-hour traffic center.
In Miami-Dade County, an accident on the turnpike southbound at Bird Road. Two left lanes are blocked there on that ride. You're going to find some pretty heavy delays on the turnpike at this time between the Okeechobee Toll Plaza and Bird, running about 20 minutes behind schedule. Also still have that disabled vehicle on the Palmetto northbound approaching Flagler. That is clogging up the right lane of your ride. You're going to find heavy stop and go, as you usually do, on the Dolphin westbound between 95 and Milam Dairy, about 15 extra minutes of ride time there. I'm Mia Harris, News Talk 610 100.3 WIOD.
Jimmy Cephalo, mornings 6 to 10. Rick Sanchez now.
Hey, everybody. Actually, it's not Rick Sanchez now. It is the Rick Sanchez Show, though. Welcome back. I'm Monty Sarhan. I'm filling in for Rick while he's on vacation. We're talking Riley Cooper, and we will take a couple more calls. 866-610-6397 or on your AT&T wireless phone, star 610. Okay, survey for the day has been whether, you know, any of this kind of rehab stuff even works for people like Paula Deen and Riley Cooper, whether this is just like lost causes and this is just the way they think. This is what they believe. Scotty, tell me what the survey is at.
Well,
survey said
10% of people are saying yes, that this
yes,
rehabilitation,
yes, it works.
That it works, yes, yeah. Which leaves 90% of us saying no.
Yes. So I had Scotty during the break go onto Wikipedia. That's like
the trusty
Wikipedia. It's the biggest expert on anything and everything. It's edited by everybody on the internet, so sometimes it's inaccurate. But I will say this: so they talk about sensitivity training, and what's written in Wikipedia, for whatever it's worth, I know, take it with a grain of salt. It's Wikipedia. I didn't read a book about sensitivity training, so I'm not passing an intellectual judgment on it. But they say it's sort of tantamount to brainwashing tactics. It's borderline unethical, and it doesn't necessarily work. So I have to believe that the Eagles sending Riley Cooper to sensitivity training is really just more PR. And I don't even know how effective this stuff is. I mean, is the public that gullible that if somebody apologizes and cries when they apologize and says that they, you know, went into therapy or they went to AA or they went into, you know, their sex addict group therapy or sensitivity training for using the N-word, that they're somehow redeemed? That's a pretty superficial sort of solution to the whole thing. What I'd like to see really is, something more in-depth, something more long-term. The other thing is maybe this guy just believes it. And maybe Paula Deen just believes it. And why can't it be that? And if you don't like him, don't go see him in the football stadium. Don't buy Paula Deen's cookbooks. Don't watch her on TV. And just leave it at that. That's it. Stop expecting people to apologize and go to therapy. Don't expect Wiener to go to therapy. He's irredeemable. He likes to send Wiener pics. Just leave it at that. That's what he likes to do. If you don't like him, don't vote for him. I agree with him. Paula Deen and this guy, Riley Cooper's in his 20s. Well, how old is he, Scott? He's like 25, 26?
Yeah, let me tell you exactly.
I mean, look, he obviously, this did not just pop into his head. You know, we had callers before saying, well, he said it in a moment of anger, so it's okay. No, it's not okay. In a moment of anger, if your mind goes to saying some nasty, vile, racial epithet, that says a lot about you. That says a lot about you. And there ain't no sensitivity training course in the world that's going to change who you are as a person. That's what I truly believe.
Yeah, he'll be 26 in September.
What do we got? We've been getting some tweets, too. I haven't been very good on the Twitter, but what do we got?
Yeah, we have a couple of good tweets and Facebook comments. One of the tweets I saw is from Agent 47. He says, at Rick Sanchez TV, sorry, but I'm a black man and from Georgia, and remember hearing the only difference between the N-word with the ER at the end and the N-word with the GA at the end is just simply bad grammar.
Yeah, I mean, he's right. I agree with him. It does not make it okay. I don't care what celebrities say. I don't care what rap artists say. I don't care what African-American youth say. That word should not be used. I don't care how you pronounce it. I don't care how you spell it. Period. End of story. It just needs to be that kind of like line in the sand. Unacceptable. What else we got?
Another comment is going off a little bit of what you said. We have one user saying the word is either in your vocabulary or it isn't. If it is, there is no amount of training to let you know when to use it. And in parentheses, they put the answer is never.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, in a way, I'm glad that, first of all, I have to go back to what I said at the outset. I'm kind of shocked that at this point in the 21st century, when we have an African-American president, that we're still talking about this word, that people are still using it. People in public life, I mean, this is out there. And, you know, Trayvon Martin case and the president has come out. We do need, this country needs to have a deep discussion about race. And it's not just limited to African Americans. It's about Hispanics and it's about Asians and about all minority groups. And, you know, what we can do as a country to sort of come together.
I have one more comment regarding the rehabilitation and just the whole use, I guess, in general. He says rehabilitate. They're not addicted to narcotics or alcohol. You can change how people view the world.
Yeah.
You can maybe teach them how to express themselves in a way that doesn't offend others. But those beliefs and or feelings will always be there. And then they go on to say that we all feel more comfortable with our own kind, whether it be color, religion, ethnics. It's human nature. We just have to learn to accept that and not to use it in a way to judge others. So basically saying that, of course, we feel, you know, more comfortable with, you know, whatever it may be, whether it be your religion, your church. But we have to learn to respect everybody and not use that as a negative way is what I see in this comment here.
But I mean, even feeling comfortable with your own kind, it just doesn't excuse, you know, his major point, which is it's inexcusable. And I'm definitely there. Do we have time for a call? All right, let's go to line one. We got somebody on hold. I don't know who it is. Hello. You're on the Rick Sanchez Show. Nope. How about here? Hey. Hi. You're on the Rick Sanchez Show. Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the Rick Sanchez Show.
Hello.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was just a little put off, I guess, by what you said about you have to have sensitivity training, you know, not just for the blacks, but for the Hispanics. There's been very little discussion about the use of the term "creepy ass cracker."
I didn't say we had to have sensitivity training for Hispanics. I said, look, race as something in this country needs to be talked about. In the last minute I have here, I'd like to thank Rick very much for letting me sit in his chair and use his mic. For those of you out there, I just want to say that I've known Rick for a number of years, he's one of my best friends. I actually met him when he was in New York working at CNN. And I saw this guy. He had a cigarette dangling out of his mouth. He was holding a cup of hot coffee about to spill it on himself. He was using a phone. He was holding it up to his ear with his shoulder. And the guy was a danger to himself and others. And it was Rick Sanchez. And anyway, thank you so much, Rick, for letting me host today. I hope you have a great vacation. It's been a lot of fun. Hey, Rick, you there?
Hey, yeah, I sure am.
I got you to call in. How are you, man?
I'm hearing this guy doing my show, and I'm thinking, hey, wait a minute, this guy's doing a pretty good job. I got to get back there right away.
Well, we'll have to take a look at the numbers. I still think you got me beat.
Sounds like you had a lot of fun. Thanks for coming down and doing it. That's really nice. Suzanne and I have spent the day in the car, unfortunately, in traffic, trying to get everything ready for our family trip, but we're really, really looking forward to it. Hope to get out there tomorrow in the Atlantic and on the way to Bimini, maybe catch a couple of dolphins.
Wow, fantastic. Well, have a great time, you and the family. You deserve it.
Hey, and by the way, since we've been doing all this conversation about language, for those of you who are not from South Florida, dolphin is not flipper. It's the one you eat, not the one you go see at the aquarium. Just in case, I know everybody's a little word sensitive today out there. I've been listening to the show. Just want to make sure we're all cool on that.
This is a pet peeve of Rick's. He's told me about this dolphin thing several times over the years.
And mahi-mahi is a made-up word.
Yeah.
Using it. All right. That sounds like a Hialeah, doesn't it? Thanks, buddy.
All right, Rick. Well, we're off. Thanks very much for joining us. I'm Monty Sarhan. You've been listening to Rick Sanchez Show. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
Well, for all of us here at Channel 4 News, I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All across America, business owners like Daniel Solomon of Minute Suites are discovering the Chase Platinum business experience and discovering that it's business, just not as usual.
We had an idea to put private suites past security in the airport where travelers can nap, relax, get some work done in private. As a business owner and entrepreneur, you have to really understand your customer. Chase Platinum Business has brought the same approach to our business. We have a dedicated banker who provides great customer service, and the consolidated fee structure helps us save money. We're not getting nickel and dime at the end of the day with transactions.
With Chase Platinum Business, you get the guidance you need from a dedicated banker and no-fee electronic deposits, so you can grow your business and your bottom line. Watch Daniel's story and find out how Chase Platinum Business can help your business in South Florida at chase.com/platinumbusiness. Chase, so you can.
Chase Platinum Business Checking requires a minimum combined average balance of $100,000 in qualifying accounts, otherwise a $95 monthly fee. Other fees may apply. Talk to a banker for details. JP Morgan.